Mom, is that my new school?
Yes, that's where you'll be starting school in a couple of days.
A new movie entitled Obama Anak Mentang, about President Barack Obama's teen years living in Indonesia, will debut soon in Jakarta. The film's director, Damian Damatra, says his movie reinforces the strong personal connection most Indonesians feel with the U.S. president.
We just love the idea of having the most powerful man on earth was, you know, raised in a country like us. So we produce a world leader anyway, and we should be proud of that.
According to a recent Pew survey, Indonesia is virtually the only Muslim-majority country where the United States is popular. Anis Baswedan, a political analyst and president of Paramadina University in Jakarta, says most people understood the ongoing oil spill in the Gulf and other domestic concerns that forced Mr. Obama to twice cancel state visits to Indonesia. For Indonesians, he says, the U.S. remains a symbol of America's promise of inclusion and equality.
The U.S. is a melting pot of any nations you can name it on earth. It's there. Same like Indonesia, we have hundreds of languages, and we live under the very same principle, unity in diversity.
Indonesian views of the United States have been tempered by what many say has been the lack of change in U.S. foreign policy towards the Muslim world. Critics say there has been little progress in ending the ongoing U.S. military presence in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Allahu Akbar!
And President Obama's refusal to strongly condemn Israel after it attacked the flotilla carrying activists and aid to the Palestinian city of Gaza angered demonstrators like university student Saeed Sundana. He says President Obama has to prevent Israel from doing this kind of thing and not to protect or cover up for Israel. Baswedan says there is growing concern that President Obama cannot live up to the high expectations Indonesians have set for him.
We are seeing someone who has legitimacy on both sides of the world and able to capitalize those. But the progress that we have seen is rather minimum.
Baswedan says the personal affection Indonesians hold for President Obama and the United States will not last if he does not deliver on his promise of change. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.